In essence, of course, the globalization is actually the push by the big companies to break down the national barriers. Big companies and financial institutions, of course, to grow more, with more power, to grow bigger, to take over our countries and make more profits. They've lobbied their governments, and their governments are the ones that are very much have a voice in the international institutions, the IMF, the World Bank, the WTO.
Global free trade, which is their mantra, is designed to make the accumulation of every kind of wealth possible on an unprecedented scale. At whose expense? At ours, the majority of people.
First, by creating these rules of trade which allow these corporations to get so big that they can then undercut in 10 places for 10 years and still make money. Because they've taken over the most vital areas of our life. They keep talking about the new economy, they keep talking about information technologies, as if the new economy is computers. The new economy is the commodification of the very basis of our life. That's what the new economy is. It's the potential of a Monsanto to claim to give away rice that doesn't belong to it to growers in Asia. Rice has evolved in Asia. It belongs to the people of Asia. It can only be Monsanto's through theft.
Their response to these questions raised, obviously the big impact being made by the blockade is that they'll just have to sell their message more effectively. Their response seems to be, well, we obviously have been missing the mark as far as advertising and promoting ourselves goes, and we'll have to do that more effectively in the future. Not that this is a serious problem, we need to sort of fundamentally change the way we do things.
Only if we think that the shocking irresponsibility and secrecy with which the Monsantos and Novartises have foisted biotechnology on us is a departure from the corporate norm. Only if we see as deviations from the normal shell systematic devastation of Ogoni land in Nigeria, the Seven Sisters conspiracy to prevent the development of renewable energy sources in order to keep us slaves to a petroleum civilization, Rio Tinto and the mining giants' practice of poisoning rivers and communities, and Mitsubishi's recently exposed 20-year cover-up of a myriad of product safety violations to prevent a recall that would cut into profitability. Only if we think that if it is acceptable business practice and ethics to pull up stakes, lay off people, and destroy long-established communities in order to pursue ever cheaper labor around the globe, a process that most TNCs now engage in. No, these are not departures from normal corporate behavior. They are normal corporate behavior.
I'm up against one of the biggest companies in the world called Western Mining Company. They made an $800 million profit last financial year.
According to transnational capital, any government regulation that gives a preference to public transportation over road transportation is a barrier to free trade in transportation services. Any government regulation that says public funding for universities, for schools, for hospitals should only be received by public sector institutions is regarded as a barrier to free trade in education, health and welfare services.
But we were just speaking to someone before who said that they've started helicoptering some people onto the top of the roof.
Quite likely. I presume they always had that as a contingency for certain, high-powered VIPs. Mm. But the bottom line is that for the bulk of delegates, I can't imagine they'll be able to get them all in through that form of transport. It's highly inefficient.